Well, good morning. It's 8:23 a.m. on Monday, August the 3rd, I believe. I'm pretty sure. Yes, Monday, August 3rd. Oh, 8:27 a.m. 8:27 a.m. August 3rd, 2015. Kind of an overcast day, a little bit muggy because of the overcast. It's not terribly hot, 60-something, 63, 65, somewhere in there. The sun isn't broiling down this morning, although it is beginning to burn off some of the overcast. I see what was a solid cloud deck 20 minutes ago is now rapidly turning into mackerel sky, so yeah, I suspect it's going to get hot. It's supposed to be 90-something today before it's over. It was 90-something yesterday as well. So, yeah, I didn't get very many words done yesterday. I got, I think it was like 1,200, 1,300, maybe 1,500. And they were good. I like them. I'm not sure they're going to stay. Honestly, I'm not sure any of this is going to stay. A lot's going to depend on where the story starts. I think the story's already started. I think the story's underway. I think it's good. It's very much Ishmael Hwang. It's very much those kinds of sentences. Good morning. So that's cool. There is, I heard from one of my fans yesterday, there is a board game. Trader's Tales, the board game. He called it something else. It's not Trader's Tales, the board game, but it's Trader's Tales, the board game. He's been working on it for a while. Shane Priune. Shane Prine, probably. And, he sent me a link. I've got it posted. It'll show up in a day or two. I've scheduled it to post to NathanLowell.com in a couple of days because I had a post that I didn't want to overshadow yet. But it's basically downloadable, printable, playable. He's looking for playtesters. So the link is coming up, I think on Wednesday. I don't know. I don't remember. I schedule for a couple of days out. And then put a schedule on it so that I wouldn't forget to actually post it later. Let's see, what else? My feet hurt, my legs hurt. I'm not sure quite what the issue is. Could be just that I've overextended a bit. Try to take it a little bit easy today, so I'm not chomping along. The Oingo Boingo channel brought me some sedate kinds of music today. The other day we had rock on down to Electric Avenue, and it's like, oh yeah. And I think just before that was Funky Town, so that was a bit of a stretch. That was a bit of a stretch. And I think that's what I'm feeling now, is the aftermath of, what were you thinking? Okay, so it's interesting to me. Probably, I hope it's interesting to you because I'm going to talk about it. The development of the story, guys, I've thought about it. It's like, man, that's going to go on and on. And then I sit down to write and I forget almost completely whatever it was I thought about. and the story just sort of unfolds. Now, I don't, like I said, I don't know if this is going to, any of this is going to stay, but I'm pretty sure some of it will. Ishmael had a meeting with his new therapist, which was intriguing for me to try to write, because the therapist discovered things about Ishmael that I didn't actually have tagged in my brain. The anger that he has, I didn't have that identified, but it's clearly there. It's clearly there. The fear. Actually, Ishmael's therapist, a guy named Mallory Gaines, he didn't discover the fear. That was Pip. Pip discovered the fear. And ever since the Chernyakova, Ishmael's been, he treats the Chernyakova very differently than one might expect. While it's horrible and horrifying, it also scared him to a rather large degree, so the point where he's constantly coming back to the images of the Chernyakova. He's constantly coming back to the horror that was there. And the reason that it keeps haunting him is that he's afraid of it. It's part of him. Part of the reason that he reacted so strongly to Gramp's ineptness in Undershare was because he saw that ineptness as potentially leading to something akin to the Chernyakova. He didn't actually go there because he thought more about the sarcastic voice and running out of air in the middle of nowhere. But it's actually the Chernyakova. Up until that point, his life underway, with a couple of minor exceptions, has been pretty low risk, pretty low trauma, pretty low risk, I guess. He hadn't really come to grips with the reality that, oh my God, we're all going to die. In the way that Bjorn Gunderson did in Light in the Dark, like the way that Captain Allison did with a sarcastic voice. We were focused so much on the relationship issues that I overlooked a lot of the other issues. And I'm hoping this book is going to give me an opportunity to bring some of them forward. So it was interesting for me to play the therapist against Ishmael Long's apparent total self-containment and confidence, except that he isn't, and he's kind of a mess. Greeley graffiti removal. Yeah, somebody's fence got tagged, apparently. Thankless task, but at least it's job security. Oh, what was this machine box here? I just made the eastern turn. There's a big electrical junction box here on the corner. And there's a brand new clean spot on it, so I'm assuming that's the one that got tagged. It was tagged quite a while ago, so it's taken them a while to get around to it. I suspect it took the electrical company a while to spot it and report it. So, yeah, there's a certain psychological aspect to this beginning that I'm spending some time exploring. He still hasn't stumbled on the overarching goal that he has. He still hasn't... He's still very much in the monk post. He's still very much in a fatalist kind of perspective. And I think I need... Now, I know I need Tipu Newmar to bust him out of there. It'll be interesting to see how she does. Ooh. What is that? It smells like lilacs. It's a little late in the year for lilacs, I think. That's what it smelled like. It smelled like lilacs. Interesting. There were a lot of lilac bushes around, but... It's actually... Lilacs are May, June, not July, August. Maybe my nose mistaken. Maybe it was something like Febreze or something. It is Monday, so it is a work day. Traffic's down today. I'm early enough today. There are people who are on their way to work are already there. School's not in session. So that's pretty low key today. Today's also going to be a big writing day for me, I think. I've got this story perking along. I want to push it. I want to get this draft done by the end of the month. I don't know if I can do it or not. I don't know if it'll actually happen, but I'm pushing for the draft by the end of the month. I've got the fever, and in this instance, cowbell isn't going to help. So need to get that book done. Need to get it over to. Yeah. Karen Conlon for editing. Good morning.
Hi. Really went back to the list.
I'll get you guys copies if you want them when it's ready for beta readers. You'll be well apprised of the story, I'm sure, by the time I actually get to the thing finished, because I plan on talking about it. I don't know how much I can talk about without spoiling it horribly, but... We'll see how much I talk about it once I get into the guts of it. One of the things that should happen probably this week is that I'll start cranking out 10,000, at least 5,000, but probably close to 10,000 words a day. Once the story actually ignites, I have a hard time typing fast enough to keep up with it. Well, that's going to depend on how much interference I get around the house. I've got an appointment this afternoon for the kid I've got to go to. I've got my normal cooking chores to do. I've got a marketing run to make. So I've got stuff I have to do today that doesn't include writing. So I'll be pushing hard to do the writing stuff as well. Let's see, I mentioned Ithaca Rising yesterday. There's a lot of people who want me to mention their books, but the problem is that I haven't read the books, and I don't mention a book unless I've actually read it. And Anita assures me it wasn't to sell as human. That was one of her recommendations. I was doing my therapist, I think it might have been. Now that I think about it, it might have been her. She's always recommending those kinds of books for me. Some of them have been pretty good. Quiet, the introversion book, was fascinating. And it made me go back and sort of reconsider. I'm apparently ambivert. Although, I can take it or leave it. I've got parts of my life that aren't necessarily introverted, and I have parts that are apparently horribly introverted. Being up to my armpits in family for 48 hours was quite difficult. We had our moments. Luckily I had some downtime where I didn't have all of them right there all the time. And it worked out. It wasn't a bad vacation at all. But there, it's very hard to. For me, I don't know. I don't know if I'm not making the switch correctly, or I'm not getting enough to begin with, or I'm not recharged. It seems like I'm always running on empty. Now, walking actually has helped, because walking is at least 40 minutes a day where it's just me, and for 20 minutes, you guys. But honestly, you don't really impinge that much. A couple people have suggested it if the talking part was preventing me from walking, that perhaps I should just walk. But the reality is, no, this is sort of my morning pages. I talk. I'm aware that people are going to listen to it, which means I have to do a little bit of self-editing. I don't say all of the horrible things about people that I might. I don't talk about the family as much as I might. I don't talk about the difficulties of it, at any rate. I do talk about the joys of it whenever I can. Because it really is. You know, I'm blessed with having two kids and a wife that are all pretty spectacular people in their own right. At the moment, we're a family defined by our mental health, which is all over the boards. But I think it's actually getting better. I think younger daughter is doing much better. Older daughter is doing better. Wife is still struggling, but getting better, I think. I'm getting better. The walking is helping relieve some of the stress. Reduced stress means less depression. Less depression means more writing. More writing means less depression. So I think I'm on a healthy spiral right now. And the challenge for me is to not become impatient. To not become frustrated, because it's a couple steps forward and a couple steps back. And a couple steps forward and a step back. And so we have our up days, we have our down days. And as long as we keep having more generally up days than generally down days. Life should be good. So anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. We are counting down to 1,000. Today, I believe, is day number 998, which makes day 1,000 Wednesday? Assuming I walk tomorrow on Wednesday, I think that's right. I don't know what I'll do for that. I'll have to start thinking about that. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.